Wow. The cheek of you. You're sorry. You're always sorry. Oh, this time you're really, really sorry. Wow. If you're really, really sorry, of course I forgive you. Or not. You're an hour late. An hour. I've been sitting here on my own waiting for you. You didn't call, you didn't text, you didn't send a carrier pigeon or smoke signals. Of course you didn't. Because you don't do that. You don't care. You just apologize and smile, and I always fall for it. Oh, it's not like that. Are you existing in some other reality? Because wow, I can't believe I'm laughing, because it's not funny. It's so not funny. Do you know how many times you've done this to me? Twice. No. Wow. Yes, I know you're really sorry. I get that. And yes, I know you have a good reason. You always have a great reason, but you never tell me what the reason is, because secret. Just one of your secrets. Your many, many secrets. You've been late 15 times. 15. And it's not a little bit late. It's an hour late. And you always make it up to me, you do. You always make a big grand gesture, flowers, romance. But you know what? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't know where you are half the time. You don't pick up your phone. You're elusive, to say the least. You're lying to me. Oh, you have a good reason. That is amazing. That's wonderful. That is great for you. But I am done. I am so completely done with you. You love me, do you? And what? You love me and I meant to forgive you? Be okay with you lying to me, disappearing, always being late? Saying I love you isn't a sticky plaster that makes everything better. You don't talk to me. You haven't talked to me in weeks. I mean, really, talk to me. I know there's something going on with you, and I'm worried. But you always just brush it off. Now, don't get me wrong, I know you have your own shit to deal with. I have my own shit to deal with. And it makes dating difficult, but you know what? I make the effort because I care about you. When I say I'm going to be here, I'm here. I don't leave you waiting. Because you're important to me. Oh, I'm important to you, am I? It doesn't feel like it. Oh. What? You have something to confess. Don't you think it's a bit late for that? But then again, that's what you're good at, isn't it? Being late. Fine. Tell me. I'm all ears. Oh, wow. Wow, that is, that's an excuse. That is certainly an excuse. You're always late because you're a superhero. Not just any superhero. I'm sorry, it's not funny. Because you're serious. Of course you are. And you... you want to save our relationship. Okay. You're a superhero. And... your face. Did you really think that you would just tell me and I would just be okay with everything? That I would, I don't know, fall into your arms? Swoon? You did, didn't you? Wow. So you're a superhero. And? You have obligations. We all have obligations. Oh, you're saving the world. Superheroes are so bloody dumb. Just so ignorant and full of themselves. Oh, no, I understand. Saving the world is super important. But do you really think I didn't know? I know your secret identity. I know all about you. I know about your superhero friends. I know about your hideout. I know everything. You're not that subtle. Oh, you superheroes are so dumb. I mean, did you really think I wouldn't recognize you without your glasses? Darling, I love you. You're gorgeous, and I have memorized every feature of your face. I would know that face in the dark. So, no glasses. It's not much of a disguise. You superheroes are just so convinced that you know what is what. No one will recognize me without my glasses. Maybe if they don't know you, if they don't wake up next to you every day, maybe if they're not in love with you. But no, I recognized you. You see, what you need is a mask. Oh. Only supervillains wear masks, do they? They do. But that's because we're smarter than you are. No, you didn't miss here. I'm smarter than you. Because you had no idea. We used to flirt, you know. Whenever you tried to stop one of my grand schemes. You liked that I was a bad girl. You liked that I was dangerous. That's your thing. You get off on it. And I have to admit, the whole superhero, wholesome, all that, it works for me. A little bit. But I know that underneath there's so much power, so much control, and I like that. I won't deny that I had a little bit of a crush on you, but I think all supervillains have a crush on their superhero. So when you started at the paper, those stupid glasses. I thought you were being smart. And when you asked me out, I was certain. I mean, this way we could date. We could get closer. Without all of the drama, all of the complications. And to start off with, it was great. I mean, Yes, you disappeared, but I understood. And then suddenly, you're a superhero, and you think that you are the shit. But you see, I know the truth. So that whole thing you just said, your reason for being late was because you were saving the world, facing off against your nemesis. That was bollocks. Because your nemesis was here, waiting for you for an hour. Our relationship is important to me. So I make time for it. I make time for you. I have my schemes, but they're always timed so we can have dinner. You've been hanging out with your superhero friends. It's not like that. It's exactly like that. Have I been spying on you? Of course I've been spying on you. I'm your nemesis. And I know that you've been spending time with your ex. Oh, it's not like that. I know that it's not like that. I know you don't have feelings like that for her anymore, but you know what? That makes it worse. You're in love with me, and yet you leave me here waiting, and you'll just mess around with her. It's paperwork, is it? Paperwork. Yeah. Sure. No. You don't get to pull that whole I wouldn't understand shit. I understand. I understand that having a secret identity, having a second life, is complicated. It's difficult. But I've been waiting for you to tell me. I've given you so many opportunities and you've just... Oh, you wanted to tell me. You wanted to. Why didn't I tell you? I have told you. I've left my outfit at your place. I've left plans and mapped to my secret hideout. I've done all but shout it from the rooftops. But you're dumb. Superhero dumb, which is really dumb. And I don't want to be your part-time girlfriend. I don't want you to shove me in a box and then just... I know that dating your nemesis is fraught with difficulties, I do. But this, we could have this. I put so much work into this. But I'm not your girlfriend, I'm just part of your secret identity. I'm camouflage. I'm a cover story. You don't love me as you. You love me as your secret identity, and I won't do that. I won't be... I can't. I can't do this. I love you completely. I love you as your superhero self and as your secret self. I'm dumping you. I'm dumping both of you. The superhero and you. I hope you find someone who is happy with this. Someone who's happy with crumbs. And there will be someone because you're wonderful. And if I didn't know, I would be happy to sit here waiting for you. But I know who you are, and knowing that, I just can't have a shadow. I can't just have a small taste. So I'm going. I've left money behind the bar. Drown your sorrows. And I'll see you tomorrow. I've got something special planned. You know, we'll both need a distraction. It'll be good to get things back on a more professional basis. That's not what you want. You want me. Darling, you had me and you threw me away. Enjoy your dinner, superhero. Enjoy your life. I'll see you tomorrow.